Well, budgets are tight all across the government. That includes the Pentagon. The military is facing cuts this year on the order of $400 billion. Could face a lot more if Congress can't agree on how to cut the debt by January 1st. That's a big debate right now. But despite lean times, lawmakers in Ohio are lobbying to keep defense projects at the Pentagon that the Pentagon says it doesn't want and can't pay for. Now, to some, all this amounts to just earmarks in disguise. And earmarks are supposed to be banned in Congress, remember? Well, Josh Swigert has been reporting on the story from the Dayton Daily News in Ohio. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We'll get to the politics in a second. Let's talk about the projects. I mentioned five projects there in the intro. What kinds of military projects are we talking about?
Well, we decided on looking at a sampling of projects based on just having ties to our local area. Specifically, we looked at a drone program called the Global Hawk, the famed M1 Abrams tank. There was a C-27J, which is a carrier project, a missile battery on the East Coast, and proposed cuts to the Air National Guard, which is not the entirety of programs that the Pentagon wanted to cut or that the programs that they wanted to cut but were put back in. But those are the ones that were most germane and had ties to Ohio or our area.
Okay. So the ties to Ohio, are these cases where the factory that makes the drone is in Ohio, or maybe parts are made that go to a factory somewhere else? Just important to jobs, I take it. That's the point.
Yeah, for the most part, these are the parochial interest largely is jobs. There's 800 jobs in Lima that are reliant upon the Abrams tank. There's over 1,000 National Guard jobs, the potential closure of a National Guard base, and all these things are very big deals to the local economies of Ohio.
Now, what are your congressmen and senators doing in Washington? Look, protecting jobs back home is pretty easy to understand. We get it. They have those jobs. People go to work. It's a tough economy. No politician who wants to keep his or her job is going to stand by while somebody else in Washington kills those jobs. But we've said that the Pentagon says we don't even want these projects. Give us a sense of what your congressional delegation is doing in Washington to keep these jobs at home that the Pentagon would rather get rid of.
Well, since defense spending is such a big deal to Ohio and especially our area, our congressmen do tend to be on influential posts, the Appropriations Committee, the Armed Services Committee. So using those positions and in the appropriations process, they're able to put in amendments. Steve Austria, one of our local congressmen, put in an amendment saying that the military cannot make any major changes to National Guard bases. There's efforts to fund the building of the M1 Abrams, even though the Pentagon wants to put it on hold for several years. Obviously, Congress controls the purse strings, so they have the ability to put money in and make the Pentagon spend the money, contingent, of course, upon the president vetoing it. But that's the effort that's afoot, is putting the money there and directing the Pentagon to spend it.
Now, there is a debate that I mentioned briefly that could lead to more defense cuts on January 1st. This is parochially inside Washington called sequestration. When the super committee failed last summer, they said we're going to cut domestic spending and defense spending even more unless Republicans and Democrats can agree on further debt reduction. They have to do it by January 1st or the Pentagon gets cut even more. How is that debate affecting how your lawmakers are behaving in Washington when the Pentagon already wants their projects to go?
Yeah, it comes down to an issue of priorities. The Pentagon says that some of these projects they may even want, but they say we just simply can't afford them. I mean, they're facing the sequestration issue. They're also saying that the national debt in and of itself is an issue of national security. So cuts need to be made. Even the Pentagon concedes that. There's some duplicitousness from the lawmakers themselves, because on one hand they're saying, yes, we need to cut, yes, we need to cut, just don't cut my project, yes, we need to cut, just don't cut the jobs in my area. There's other things that we can cut. Some conservative lawmakers in our area say the defense budget shouldn't be touched at all. Jim Jordan is a very staunch protector of the military budget. His district includes the Lima tank plant. Others say, yeah, there's plenty of fat to cut. We can get rid of it. Just don't touch this because this is too important to national security. The argument that lawmakers themselves make is almost completely, yes, this is national security. The Pentagon got its priorities wrong, and we need this. Secondary to that, they say, is jobs, though others would say that, no, they're primarily interested in keeping jobs in their district.
Yeah, so this sounds like parochial interests are trumping ideology and that it's bipartisan. I mean, a lot of liberal Democrats, for example, somebody like Senator Sherrod Brown, would favor cutting defense spending as long as we're cutting everything else, including programs that go to the middle class and the poor. Meanwhile, a conservative, maybe like Rob Portman or Jim Jordan, as you mentioned, from Ohio, might say, the government doesn't create jobs. People do. But you know what? When it's the Pentagon, you're darn right the government creates jobs.
Yeah, I mean, one of the people I spoke to told me that anytime you have Portman and Brown agreeing on something, you know that there's something strange going on. Doesn't happen very often. They all also claim that it's national defense, but there are parochial interests at play, according to the experts we spoke to.
Yeah, of course. Now, Josh Schweiker, there is one member of the Ohio delegation that we haven't talked about. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Ooh. Go on.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House,
right.
from Ohio. Where has he come down on this? I mean, has he vocally backed the likes of Sherrod Brown and Dennis Kucinich or the rest of the Ohio delegation, the Republicans and Democrats? You've got the Speaker in your state. What's going on?
The Speaker's not only in our state, but he's in our coverage area, actually. Part of the Speaker's congressional district includes Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and our newspaper covers him in his area. He has been very strong in support of these issues. I don't think he's ever issued a statement saying I'm 100% in agreement with Dennis Kucinich, but he is very strong in support of the M1 Abrams, of the Global Hawk drone. The Global Hawk drone is actually managed out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and contributes about 100 jobs to the base. We tried to speak to him for this story and sent numerous emails and phone calls to his office, and they declined to comment for the story. So he is famously in opposition to earmarks, never having claimed an earmark while a congressman. So he's been silent on this. He's been very vocal in support of the projects, but when asked about is this an earmark, when asked about whether this is about jobs or national defense, on that he's been silent.
Lawmakers from Ohio, from Sherrod Brown, the liberal, to John Boehner, the conservative, and just about everyone in between from the Buckeye State want those defense projects to stay. Is it about jobs or national security? Hey, Josh Schweiker, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.